This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for June 10th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pincham. This podcast will feature a summary of a review article and a clinical article published by JNS Spine today. Blood supply and vascular reactivity of the spinal cord under normal and pathological conditions. A review article by Nikolai Martirosyan and colleagues. The vasculature of the spinal cord has unique anatomical and physiological properties. Variability in the direction of blood flow and in the diameter of arteries ensure a constant and sufficient blood supply. But there are regions of the spinal cord that can readily become ischemic. Several studies have investigated the pathophysiology of spinal cord blood flow under normal conditions. A consensus seems to have been reached about the key mechanisms underlying the blood supply to the normal spinal cord. Despite numerous experiments, however, the principles underlying the blood supply in the injured spinal cord remain unclear. Techniques that would allow continuous, precise measurement of blood flow in different regions of the spinal cord could potentially answer many of the questions regarding how blood flow is altered in the injured spinal cord. Further optimization of Doppler ultrasonography and arterial spin labeling MRI could potentially meet these requirements. Manipulating physiological parameters such as mean arterial blood pressure and intrathecal pressure may have potential benefit in improving the blood supply to ischemic areas of the injured spinal cord. The authors present a review of spinal cord blood supply, discussing the anatomy of the vascular system and physiological aspects of blood flow regulation in normal and injured spinal cords. Acidic fibroblast growth factor for repair of human spinal cord injury. A clinical trial. A clinical article by Zhao Qing Wu and co-authors. Spinal cord injury is catastrophic in human life. Patients who have suffered chronic spinal cord injury are conventionally considered to have minimal chances of improvement. This open-label, prospective, uncontrolled clinical trial aimed to verify the safety and feasibility of applying acidic fibroblast growth factor with fibrin glue in combination with surgical neurolysis for non-acute injury. 60 patients were recruited, 30 with cervical injuries and 30 with thoracolumbar injuries. The mean patient age was 36 and a half years. The mean time from injury to treatment was 25.7 months. Application of acidic fibroblast growth factor with fibrin glue and duroplasty was performed via laminectomy. An adjuvant booster of combined acidic fibroblast growth factor and fibrin glue was given at 3 and 6 months post-surgery. 49 patients completed the 24-month trial. There were significant improvements in American Spinal Injury Association motor and sensory scale scores, impairment scales, neurological levels, and functional independence measure at 24 months after treatment. Therefore, the authors conclude that the use of acidic fibroblast growth factor for spinal cord injury is safe and feasible. Further large-scale, randomized, and controlled investigations are warranted to evaluate the efficacy and long-term results of acidic fibroblast growth factor in spinal cord injury. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.